237.
There is an investigation underway, and it is for the investigators to determine whether or not crimes have been committed and to decide what charges, if any, will be brought. Individuals who take an oath to protect classified information are bound by it, whether they are government employees or contracted employees.
All right, that's the voice of the White House. The White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, there, kind of sidestepping what is at the heart of the matter. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, obviously, we're talking more about this push to declassify the secret FISA surveillance rulings, which stands for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance, meaning all the crap that they gathered on you and me. I think at this point, I'll tell you what, I think they blow the program up. Why continue with the PRISM part of it? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to me. And, you know, here's the thing, ultimately, who does the buck stop with? It stops with the president. Listen, all roads lead to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because he is the top authoritarian, you know, say on all of this. Even though we live in a democracy, ultimately there's very little transparency that is going on, which is what is so ironic about what's happening in our country now and the fury over having records combed through and so much that we still don't know ultimately that may drop as far as what the NSA has reached out and gathered on its own through various programs. I'll tell you what, you really push the boundaries of the Patriot Act and everything else in between. All right, we're not going to just focus on that. We're going to talk about this immigration bill, too, as well, clearing the first hurdle. What's interesting is maybe a 13-year path to citizenship or what Senator Marco Rubio is calling de facto amnesty. Here's the interesting part of what now has happened. If the immigration bill is really to go all the way through, then the amendment proposed by Rubio would probably have to pass. He's pushing an amendment that would make Congress, not the executive branch, responsible for deciding if security metrics at the border have been met before other aspects of the reform bill, including that so-called pathway to citizenship, are triggered, which I love. How often have I said on this show, as somebody who rode around twice with the Border Patrol, did it for a whole week and then did it for a couple of days to see what was going on there, not very much has changed. We've had a few things that have happened along the border to try to help with security. But if we don't know the people coming in and we don't know the crossings back and forth, how can we possibly move forward in trying to come up with whatever this new look will be for the people that are in the country illegally? I mean, then theoretically, we wouldn't have any illegal immigrants, would we? But it would take 13 years and paying back taxes and learning English and a series of other things that have been proposed for the overall reform law. But what a stroke of brilliance on Rubio's part, because he is critical to this. He's part of that bipartisan group, and they're hinting, this gang of eight, that they'll back the proposal, even though they don't want to make major changes to what originally was compromised. They realize they have to have the Republican senator from Florida. They have to have him on board with this so that everybody else falls into place, because there are a lot of Republicans who are not so certain about this, even though the Republican Party got creamed when it came to the last election and the Latino vote. What was the crazy amount of 44% margin that Obama won the Hispanic vote? So Republicans are caught between a rock and a hard place. They have to come to the table and debate this, and they have to talk about what is the best idea. And the best idea currently is, with no guarantee of securing our borders, how can we move forward? How can we basically be doing nothing? It would amount to nothing, as Rubio says, de facto amnesty for people currently living illegally in the United States. It makes absolutely no sense. So what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks? People are going to look for Rubio's amendment. Are they going to vote it in? If they vote it in, then maybe something moves forward. But then, of course, the House has to be able to reconcile this and come up with a vote on their own. And that's very, very uncertain. There'd have to be a lot of schmoozing going on. This isn't as much of a layup, I think, as some people assume it will be, because there are plenty of opponents who are going to offer up, a lot of the Republicans are going to offer up amendments, and the plan will change in its form. So right now, with some of the other amendments, we're talking about security checks for people entering the country, those being stepped up, temporary visas for high and low skilled workers, other technical things and whatnot. So what do you think? Are you anxious to see the pathway to citizenship? And would it be smart to go with the amendment that Rubio is proposing? No secure borders, no game. Nothing changes here. Because how can we move forward if we don't tighten security along our porous borders as the way it is now? There's no way we can really, I think, embrace this. So this is difficult. I mean, Republicans, like I said, are caught in a hard place because they have to make up that Hispanic vote if they want to have any chance of moving along in 2016. And at this point, because of the time frame Obama is pushing to have this thing passed as soon as possible. So the Senate votes to begin the immigration debate. Where it ends up, we will see. Also, we're going to check the mailbag. Plenty of you had lots to say about continuing to talk about the Patriot Act, and also to talk about Snowden and where he is at this point, and is he a traitor or is he a hero? It seems as though more people are hailing him as a whistleblowing hero than a traitor. But upon first blush, in looking at what's now happened, the FBI has certainly increased use of the Patriot Act's business records provision. So besides what's going on with the NSA and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court accepting the interpretation of the law, we're also looking to see that the Bureau filed 212 requests for data to a national security court last year, 1,000% increase from the number of requests 4 years earlier. So what does that mean? It means there's a whole lot of data collecting going on. Are you kidding? And this isn't something new. You can go back to 2007. We could dig stuff up from the America Tonight vault and play it for you. We knew that this was happening. I guess we didn't realize how wide the net was, or some people didn't realize how wide the net was going to be ultimately. And so once the story breaks and we have another whistleblower or leaker or whatever you want to call them, and this is the year of the leaks and the whistleblower and investigations, then everybody's up in arms over the fact that so much of our information could be out there for the taking. Do you trust that the government, if they accidentally have information on you, they're really going to destroy it? Come on now. Give me a break. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, in the wings, excited to have her with us, a terrific lady, Dr. Lillian Glass. She's a body language expert, a communications expert, and certainly a media personality. She's the author of a cool book called Toxic People, 10 Ways of Dealing with People Who Make Your Life Miserable. A lot of people in the NSA think that Snowden is making their life miserable because of this information that's come out. And she's going to tell us about looking at Snowden and what she can reveal from her own analysis of looking at how he's reacted and that kind of stuff and all the pictures and whatnot that and video that we've seen of him. Dr. Glass, thanks again for coming on the show.
Oh, so glad to be on your show. I love it.
So when you look at Snowden, he did an interview with The Guardian, and you see the one picture where it's released, and he's got his mm-hmm. lips are closed, and he's got his glasses on. He looks very, very serious, not even yet
right.
30. What's the first thing you get from him?
Well, there are many things. First of all, he speaks in the third person, so he's detaching. He realizes how incredibly serious this is and even says nothing good's going to happen to him. So he's certainly prepared for the worst. And what he's done in order to psychologically prepare is to he speaks in a monotone, to not show a lot of emotion in terms of his face, facial language, and in terms of his body language, and in terms of his voice pattern. So you really see him very, very monotone, very even keel, and somebody who is trying to survive by being detached.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed too, and you'll be able to tell me what this means, I know this is a sign of something. Boy, he swallows a lot.
Yes, what's happened is his autonomic nervous system has kicked in, and he realizes the gravity of this. He realizes how serious this is. And even though he's trying to keep his composure, what's happening, he's getting cotton mouth where the saliva is drying up, his heart's beating faster, his body's working overtime. And you really see this in terms of the swallowing, in terms of his licking his lips. And so this is a very big issue, very big reveal, actually, about how he's feeling inside.
Yeah, well, as he's swallowing, yeah. The other thing is that he, with the swallowing and all that other kind of stuff, the other thing that you see is what I mentioned at the top, this just that expression that just doesn't move, and you mentioned detachment, and he talks about what could happen to him and that kind of stuff. Is that part of that whole detachment thing when he's asked a question like that?
Absolutely. He's scared to death, and this is showing up through, as you said, the swallowing and through the detachment and through the way he's communicating and kind of the monotone. You know, he's looking at it as a third person, because if he has to think, my goodness, this is going to happen to me, it's frightening, because every moment he's on the edge watching out. And he even said, you know, that people will be very busy next week looking at what he's done and looking at him.
Oh, yeah, he knows that charges are off in the horizon. The other thing that you notice about him, and I've noticed this tick in other people, and I'm not sure what it means, but he has kind of a crazy nervous laugh.
Yes, he does laugh, and that is a nervous laugh. That's very true. It's nervous laughter that comes out. It's not humor. It's not anything that we can relate to. It is a nervous laughter. He doesn't know what to do with all this emotion, because it's emotion that's so deep and so serious. He's not a dumb guy. He's very bright, and he knows exactly what is in store for him. And even if he gets asylum or if he goes to another place, it's still, he's going to always have to sleep with one eye open.
Boy, yeah, that's no kidding, especially if they try to get information out of him, some other country like China or whatever. That would be the value. They would hold him and, I think, try to get whatever they could out of him. That's why Russia was interested in him, for sure, because what can they ultimately learn?
I'm sorry, one of the things that Russia said is they would have to look into it. They didn't make any promises.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of put out the carrot, but they will have to make a decision. So the decision may be no as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Can you tell if he's lying or he's sincere?
No, he's very sincere. I mean, there's nothing that's deceptive about him. When you see the swallowing and you see many signs of deception that happen, you have to always look at the context. And the context that he's talking about are secrets and what's going on. So you see that everything is pretty much in sync in terms of what he's saying. His nervousness is reflective of the consequences that he's going to face, that he knows about, and yet he's trying to maintain his composure to establish why he did what he did.
Yeah, obviously, and sitting there for that interview, because that was a pretty lengthy interview, and then we'll see what pops out next. Dr. Lillian Glass, thanks as always for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, as promised, you know, I want to make sure that we get in one of these big, big stories, because we've talked about this a whole lot here on the show, talking about what's going on in Florida. And, man, that neighborhood, they're trying to not make it explode, but it's exploding in Sanford. The attorneys are grilling still the potential jurors. They did it for a second day on Tuesday and heading into Wednesday, much of the same. Jury selection will probably take all week, maybe a little bit longer. It depends, because they're going to really drill down and quiz everybody that comes into the courtroom. And this is a case that has national interest for lots of different reasons, and I think part of it is what I've mentioned before in the past, is it's stand your ground law. Every law or gun laws in this country are so different from state to state, and this is one of them. If you feel that you're being threatened and you have a gun, boom. And this is a law that some people in Florida think should be ripped in half, and others think, wow, thank goodness we have this law. So where does this head? Judge Deborah Nelson is saying she's going to keep the identities of selected jurors anonymous, but she rejected a defense request to sequester the initial jury pool of about 500, because, you know, you got to think the familiarity of the of the jurors questioned, the details of what happened. Some of them, I'm certain, are going to have vague remembrances of the case, and others may have more specifics of it. We know the story. George Zimmerman is pleading not guilty to second-degree murder charges in the death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. If convicted, could get life. So he's in the courtroom. He's watching as his defense attorney, Mark O'Mara, questions these potential jurors. When you're in a situation like this, it's very, very common to have the defendant there in the courtroom. In fact, always, it makes complete sense, and it's good for them, especially because he was out on bail. So they quizzed and went on and on. They dismissed 41 potential jurors so far. And as I said, this is a key case because of maybe the repercussions of what happened. And think about that. That was in February of 2012, all the way back then. And the chilling 911 tape that was recorded where you could hear screaming on it. And then during the confrontation between Zimmerman with Trayvon Martin. And there are a lot of raw nerves, I think, in Sanford, Florida. It was smart of his family to try to tell the community, listen, we're here, this is important. We really don't want to have any kind of an explosion of any sort, and we want to get to this case, and we want it to move forward. And that was, I think, a very smart thing to do, to try to reach out and to tell people, don't do crazy things here. Don't get upset by what happens day in and day out. Because this trial actually could take a while. I think with the mountain of evidence that might come forward, what's not going to be allowed, all of the different motions that they're going to go through in the end, I really believe that this is going to be a much longer trial than some people think. Probably maybe 4 months, maybe even 5 months, unless they really crank through all of that evidence. But, you know, you have that discovery period, and you've got the cross-examination period, and I think a lot of this will pour out. All right, a quick little odd here that we're going to shore up for you. The House Energy and Commerce Committee sent a letter on Tuesday to the acting IRS administrator, that's Danny Werfel, requesting information about a 2011 agency search and seizure of 60 million medical records from a California health care provider. Oh, this is interesting. Because there's a lawsuit regarding the legality of the seizure of patient records, of course. 10 million American patient records while executing a warrant related to a former employee's financial records. And we care about this, and what we care about is the IRS having their hands on all of these medical records. And in California, this is huge, because the suit there that's been filed alleges that the IRS agents stole those records from those patients during a search that happened in March of 2011. They're saying 15 unnamed agents, and how this plays out will be interesting to see, because it could also have a rippling effect in the medical business connected with the IRS and what they can, information they can and they cannot receive. All right, hang with us, everybody. Much more to come.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, says the government might try to kill Snowden, of course, the leaker, and others say he should be given a parade and a huge bow of gratitude, and still the Chinese could squeeze him for information as part of rendition if ultimately he ends up in China. And others wonder why he didn't go to Iceland. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Nothing but questions when it comes to what's now happened with this leak, and not a whole lot of answers. A lot of you wanted to vent about it when you sent me your emails. As I say, if you want to vent or you have something great to say, or no matter what, send us a line at AmericaTonight.net each and every day you do that. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. Yo, yo, Katie D, do you see what my man Ron Paul had to say about the leaker? He may be on to something. Do you think they would really try to use a missile to kill Edward Snowden? I don't think so now. The reason I say that is, if you were going to off somebody, wouldn't you have to do it before he really exploded bigger into the headlines? Really, would the government try to assassinate this whistleblower who leaked the information about the NSA surveillance programs? I'm going to say no, because too many eyes and too many people are all over this situation. I think what could happen is he may end up in the wrong place when he looks to go somewhere where he won't be extradited. What kind of, you know, Russia wanted him, Mother Russia. Yeah, come here. We want you. Yes, come here. We are ready to talk to you. I think that would have been a huge mistake. He obviously has 86th Hong Kong, or so it seems, because nobody's seen him in the last 2 days. So what does that mean? Where has he gone? Definitely not back to the U.S. It's a question of where he thinks he may get the best, I'm going to say, chances of staying the course, I guess, because once he's extradited, that's it. I think they slap charges on him, and then he goes through a trial. He goes through a trial, and you look at the Espionage Act, or you gather all the evidence, especially he was in a position where he was dealing with classified information. Oh, yeah, he's nailed. He's nailed for this. Look at Bradley Manning. Only he wore a uniform. He's going to get life, I think, with his state secret dump to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange egging him on to give more and more secrets of the State Department. Now, there's other ways to look at this. Horrendous, shocking things came out of some of those memos out of the State Department that our government was doing that we found out. In this case, we found out that the government is obviously collecting information on all of us. Now, you know, it's like a game of liar's poker. Really, do you believe as a whole entity, when we look at the government, that when they capture our information, whoops, by accidentally hitting the wrong button, it goes to a warehouse where it is destroyed? Do you really trust in that? I'm going to say, no, I don't trust in that. You know what it's like? It's like the storing of records in general, okay? Because the Internet is the wild, wild west. So how many times have we heard, oh, there was a security breach. What was hacked into? Every time something gets hacked into, whether it's the college that you went to with your Social Security number and everything else they had on file, or it's some government agency, or it's some place where you shopped and they had your credit card digits and all your information. Yeah, we've seen that. Where is your information secure? And now you have Google worried, and you have Yahoo worried, and you have Facebook worried, because people are shying away from, geez, what did I put on there that can ultimately lead to the government having a pile of breadcrumbs on me? I mean, that's what I want to know. Should the government's phone and internet surveillance program continue, how do I feel as though I'm not really falling into this data dump and my information, whatever it might be? Think of people who are looking up things for the sake of curiosity, and who knows what it is. Think of somebody having a weak moment where they're calling a suicide hotline, or they're doing something like that. That information's out there. And then plus think of business information. So I'd say they got to get rid of the whole thing and start over. I mean, this was a incredibly beyond our imagination, I think, in a way, invasion of privacy. Yes, we weren't naive to think that there weren't things happening. We saw all the other surveillance things that were going on, and we've known since 2007 this was happening. But the price we paid for security, I'm willing to pay a price. I'm not willing to pay the complete price of my constitutional rights and the what we hold so dear in our personal information. I don't think so. If it continues, there has to be some kind of oversight. And what is the oversight when they have a guy who dropped out of high school, couldn't go through community college, must have been decent with a computer, and ends up with a $200,000 gig where he has access to all this classified information in the first place? All right, quickly, let's take some from the mailbag, because I went off on a little rampage here, or a side note, or whatever you want to call it. This one from Joe in Illinois, and Joe says, wow, unbelievable what's going on with the Snowden cat. I have to tell you, hero is a very weird word to use for him, but I guess bravo that he was willing to dump the information in a direction where suddenly everybody will find out that the government isn't telling us the truth, that they're lying to us as far as the scope of what's going on with the NSA and the PRISM program. They need to get rid of that immediately. Do not pass go, because it's just not right that information that should be private and has nothing to do with terrorism is suddenly released. Released for whose eyes? There's just too much we don't know, Kate. So he's not a hero, but I'm going to say he's a decent whistleblower. He doesn't deserve to be persecuted or prosecuted. Yeah, but that's not happening. He is definitely going to be prosecuted if he is extradited back to the United States. And as far as persecution, people are definitely heaping praise on him, and a lot of people are calling him a traitor. Irregardless of that, he's still going to have to face the music if he is bumped back to the U.S. If that happens, he's done. For how long? You know, it depends. Could be up to 20 years. Could be up to 20 years. Lawsuits are, by the way, piling up all over the place. That was our next question. Sam says, it's been a long time, but I have to say I'm not shocked that the ACLU is on top of this, that they're filing a lawsuit over the surveillance program. Of course they are, because we're talking about civil liberties and the challenges that are unreal here. What a dragnet nonsense program this is. Definitely the largest surveillance effort ever launched by any kind of a democratic government. And it is wrong. It's equivalent, as the ACLU deputy legal director said, is equivalent of requiring every American to file a daily brief or directive, issue some sort of a statement on what they are doing, where they visited, where they've been, every person they talk to on the phone, the time of each call, the length of every conversation. This is a gross infringement of the freedom of our right to privacy. All right, some of that was, I believe, taken from the statement that was issued by the ACLU, and I would concur that a lot of that was put together well, that it is ridiculous. Should our phone calls be gone over? Should the length of what's happened be a part of information that's gathered on us? You know, it's interesting because James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, really has his back up on this one. He's saying that it's tiresome when people think that we're really going through their phone records, that it makes no sense, because certainly we have no interest in doing that. All right, here's another one. This one from Kim, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. Kim says, Kate, what about the sex and prostitution investigation that's happening? I figured you'd be all over this. I thought I heard you mention it. Hillary Clinton squarely in the middle of it. Yeah, this is a crazy deal that we're talking about. The ambassador to Belgium, who is accused of hiring prostitutes, even blowing off his detail to hook up with prostitutes, maybe underaged girls too, as part of this. There's all kinds of things that are flying around this. And there's been a big problem, or there was a big problem, when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, same places where she was, same hotel she was staying in, the security detail would hightail it out, some of them anyway, and hook up with prostitutes. So, wow, what was going on there? What were they thinking? Didn't we just go through this with the Secret Service? We did. Remember last April? We were talking about the president's Secret Service detail. They were caught in a prostitution scandal. There were 12 women they picked up. Remember the trip to Colombia? They didn't disclose any information. They only had this little terse statement that they issued in the end. It happened in Cartagena. And now here we go with the State Department. Wow. What is it? What kind of people are we hiring? Here, there's a question. What kind of people are we hiring for this big, ginormous government that is so bloated it's beyond repair? What kind of people are we hiring and putting in these positions where they're pulling down some decent money and they're hanging out with prostitutes in their spare time on the road. Ridiculous. We can count on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spurs bounce back in a big way. How about that? Routing the Heat for a 2-1 lead in the finals against the Miami Heat. Not a big LeBron James fan. It's cool to see him once in your life dunk a ball, but that's it. So, good for the Spurs. 113-77. 113-77. Wow, that's amazing. I say it's amazing because I would have thought it would have been close, and it was absolutely not close. The Spurs, in fact, set an NBA record in the finals with 16 three-pointers. Wow, 16. You could say it was raining threes, and what a nightmare for LeBron James. Whoops, raining threes in the wrong direction. This story is just too wild not to talk about, and it has a number in it, a big number. Imagine, just for a second, you're with your buddies, you're in a boat, and you are fishing. catching a lot of sharks. Yeah, all day long you're catching blue sharks and you're letting them go. Suddenly, when you're in your boat cruising around, 31-foot boat, a 303-pound Mako shark jumps onto the boat. And this is in New Jersey, so I can imagine the expletives that went flying. There were three guys on this boat. They were catching those blue sharks. The wind kind of calmed down. So there they were in the state central coast is where they were. And the shark took the line on the boat's deep line and then shot 15 feet in the air several times and landed in the boat. That would be so scary. And, boy, wrong direction, the teeth right there for you. Woo! Thrashing around. So, of course, thrashing around, eating broomsticks and speakers in the front of the boat. They were worried that the shark would come at them. I would be worried, too. They say the damage to the boat is probably $5,000 to fix it. But, of course, as any good fisherman will say, you have to have a good tail. Now they have teeth marks in the boat. They think of it as kind of like a badge of honor. But they'll have to fix them, especially there's some in the front of the boat and some in the bottom. So you would have to assume that water would leak in. But what a story to tell. The picture is unbelievable. It looks fake. It looks like a stuffed giant shark, like maybe a stand-in for Jaws, and just blood all over the place. Oh, I would be freaked. I can't even imagine. Seeing it jump in the air a couple of times, okay, that would be okay. But you'd be getting out this cell phone, taking some pictures of that, but then seeing it fly into the boat, man, that would be seriously creepy. So they survived it. They survived to talk about it and to deal with it in the end, because that's exactly what they had to do. They had to find their way back to shore, and, you know, they were able to do that. This is one of the craziest stories I think I've heard, although I should say I'm not shocked by it in one way. People do not pay attention anymore. People of all sorts don't pay attention. We're busy. We're talking on our cell phone. We're playing words with friends. We have no time to make eye contact. There was a plane that made 7 flights carrying a dead man in its wheel well before crews made the discovery. It was an iFly Airbus 330-300, a flight from Italy to Moscow last Thursday, when maintenance crews noticed blood stains on the landing gear. Oh, look, there's blood here. The blood came from the remains of a man who froze to death. Yeah, he was flying without a ticket, you might say. How did he end up in the landing gear of the plane? He had a passport from Georgia. Georgia, not, of course, not the United States, and from Georgia. We're talking Georgia in the Russian area. Remember, Georgia broke off before boarded the plane 4 days before he was found dead. I just can't believe that nobody saw him after that whole time. It's crazy. Until they finally see the hint of blood. Oh, look, there's blood. How long has that been here? I mean, it's sick and sad to say. It's like a bird. Oh, a bird hit the windshield and didn't know he was stuck in the back there in the grill. Oh, this shook a lot of people up. Pope Francis does not care what people think about his remarks. I really am believing that. Because he lamented that a gay lobby was at work at the Vatican in private remarks to the leadership of a Latin American church group. A wild acknowledgement that appears to confirm reports about lots of corruption and problems in what they call the Holy See. So the Latin American and the Caribbean Confederation of Religious, they call it, the regional organization for priests, nuns of religious orders, priests and nuns, confirmed that its leaders had a written synthesis of Francis's remarks after their June 6 audience. The group, known by its Spanish acronym CLAR, said it was greatly distressed that the documents had been published and apologized to the Pope. Francis is quoted as saying that while there were many holy people in the Vatican, there was also corruption. He said the gay lobby, they mentioned it, said it is true. It is there, and we need to see what we can do. Wow. So what's interesting is in the days leading up to Pope Benedict's resignation, the Italian media, they were having a field day with all kinds of reports of a gay lobby influencing papal decision-making and the Vatican policy through blackmail and suggestions that the scandal had led in part to Benedict's decision to resign because of all the pressure. Now this comes out. So, man, secrets are not even safe in the Vatican. I mean, I thought that was just the movies when they would talk about the nasty Cardinal Richelieu. But apparently not. It's true. It's alive. Power corrupts. Power unchecked. And the Vatican is its own entity. They have their own police force, and they are part of really no country, even though they're there in Italy. But the power at work in the Catholic Church, starting from the power of the Pope, is staggering. I mean, absolutely staggering. Let's talk some numbers and odds. How about this? The U.S. Open is set to get underway. Practice rounds and all of that are happening now. Tiger Woods is a 9-2 favorite. Phil Mickelson, lefty, my favorite player, is 20-1. And then there are a slew of others that most of you probably don't know unless you really follow golf. Another golfer that I like, he has a really odd swing, is Jim Furyk. He's 45-1 to win that. What are the odds that Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia could get into a fist fight on the courts? I guess probably not too good. Leave it to Vegas, too, to come up with a series of what they call prop bets, just interesting, crazy things. And some of the prop bets include a 37% chance there will be a hole-in-one during the tournament. 100 wins 165 if yes. Lowest round by any golfer, the over-under 64.5. The conditions are, I think, tough at Marion, and this is being held in Philadelphia. So these aren't easy conditions. The U.S. Open, in fact, they usually make the U.S. Open super, super tough. I mean, extra tough. And it's probably the same way in Marion. I took a look at the course, just looking at some photographs of it, and the pin placements. Of course, they'll move those around. Looked pretty tough. All right, so we can count. Check this one out. 90-year-old man swam to an island after the boat sinks. This just proves to you when you complain you're too old to do this and you're too old to do that, you're never too old because you're a 90-year-old lobsterman. You got to get back on the water after surviving a sinking boat, and you do it. His name is Philip Tuttle of the great island community of Harpswell. It's in Maine. His boat needs a little bit of work to make sure the engine is okay, but he's ready to go. His boat, the Queen Tut, hit the rocks. It lurched. It took on water. 50-degree seas. But he knew some hell or high water, he was going to make it to shore. And he did. Bravo.
Duh. Winning.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at efoodsdirect.com/alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.